Say good morning. So let's begin. So we left off on page Resh Gimel. So Tanai Bal Yavar, literally conditions that one should not go ahead and trespass. So he writes, La'achar she'adam, excuse me, Hishkit es ritzon osav, V'poel betalich shehuskar bedidus, Machshava siyunis, Atzima se'inayim, V'hachshacha l'tzorech haknisa pnima. So also remember, after a person goes through the steps that we described earlier on, in order to go ahead and discover the inner eye, and remember those steps are bedidos, a certain amount of personal isolation, machshava iyunis, deep thought, meaning thinking about why I do things, why, what ultimately motivates me to do things, why I do certain good things, why I do certain negative things, atzima seinayim, closing of eyes, v'hachshacha l'tzorech haknisa pnima, and literally stopping everything else, even good activities, in order to ultimately introspect. These are just all the steps that we spoke about until now. Excuse me. A person will certainly begin to feel a certain insight or inroad into discovering one's inner eye. Af shebevadai osa hiskalos einela chazaka, even though at first such a revelation may not be strong, well, as we've spoken about many different times, at the end of the day, discovery of the inner eye is not an instantaneous process. That if you just go ahead and follow these four simple steps, suddenly again you'll be in touch with who you are on the inside. It takes a process, it takes time, but the idea is that after you begin to follow these steps, a person will begin to see and understand certain things. Again, takes a little bit of time, but it'll happen. He goes on, Ani chozer madgish, I want to go back and stress, davar zeh lo yitachin, ela im kein hushketu haritzonos. But again, this could only happen if one is able to silence all of his wills. Ani omer zos machmas hanisayon. I say this, says in the Chabra, ultimately, because I've been there. Lo pam v'lo pamayim. Anoshim avru es atalich hasheni bilvad, shamach shavos yonios, atzima sanayim v'achshacha, v'lo etzlichu. Rabbos, remember again, last week we focused a lot on this idea that it's important for a person to take time to think while they're not doing anything else. Even something positive. Meaning, you know, we spoke about this idea, which I think is an incredible chiddush, because we often assume that life is all about forward momentum. You always have to be moving, you always have to be doing, you always have to be growing, accomplishing. And while that is true on a greater level, on a meta level, it's also important at times to be able to fully be a thoughtful and introspective person. A person has to stop at certain times from doing everything, even the positive things, and just sit in moments of quiet contemplation. Because if a person is in a state of perpetual movement, even positive movement, at the end of the day, they have no time to introspect and to look inward. So a person could go in and follow all the other steps that we've spoken a lot about, a lot of steps, you know, in the course of this particular limud. But a person could take all of the steps and yet somehow not fully feel that they understand who they are on the inside if a person never takes the time to just stop, shut down everything. Therefore, again, the way we've arranged this, says the Mechaber, is very important in order that everything becomes clear. After a person takes the steps that we've described throughout this sefer, a person will begin to enter in to the innermost part of himself. Gilui shel etzem ha'ani, he'll begin to reveal the inner eye. Shemaschil lehisnotz eitz bikirbo. Aval zehu rak haschala shel atalich. But remember, even once you begin to discover your inner eye, that is only the beginning of the process. Kichol shadvarim yihyu kayamim iktzal la'odom yoser zman. The more time I take in discovering this inner eye, so obviously, like any process in life, the more I put my mind to it, the more ultimately I put into it, the more time I set aside for it, the more proficient I will ultimately become with it. Let's look at the next piece. Hashlav haba, the next step. Hadmamos koach hamachshavas. Well, this is very interesting. The next step is the quieting of thought. I'm sorry? Oh, so let's see what it means. So let's talk about the next step. Page Reish Dalet. Hanukuda Pnimis Shebenishma Sa'adam. He asim Shalavia. The essence of the neshama of man is the very essence of existence. And the very essence of existence, V'yeshla Kamor Shlosha Levushim. Existence has three different parts associated with it. Number one, Maisa, action. Number two, Dibor, speech. And number three, Machshava, thought. So these are the three different planes of existence we have. Action, speech, thought. Elu shlosha levushim l'neshama, achim enam etzam ha'neshama. These are the three almost layers, literally articles of clothing. These are the three different things that clothe the neshama. But remember, again, they are not the neshama itself. Now, mostly, this is not going to be semantics. It's going to be very important. So remember, what we have over here is there's a neshama. The neshama is the essence of my being. That neshama, essentially, or what that neshama is, expresses itself in three different ways. It expresses itself through action. It expresses itself through thought. It expresses itself through speech. But those expressions are not the neshama itself. The neshama, those are still expressions of the neshama. They're soulful expressions. But the neshama itself is still its own entity. Now, what he's really trying to say over here is that what we're going to see is that one can never... It's just like, I'll give you just a simple example. You know, if you love a person very much, if you love a person very much, whether that person is a spouse or a child, a friend, you love a person very much, so often you find yourself at a loss for words to be able to convey those emotions. So I could say, I love you. I could say, I care about you. I could say, you're very special to me. But the truth is, those words are just expressions that can't totally, because why? Because sometimes there's something that is so profound that you can't capture the emotion of it or the entirety of it. That's what he's saying about the neshama. The neshama is so exceptionally profound and powerful, bless you, that it cannot be captured in its manifestations of speech, thought, and action. He says, Lachin. So therefore, as long as the neshama is found within Adam in its full strength, he is not able to truly go ahead and reveal the inner eye. Yuchal legalos es etzemani. So we'll say, listen to how profound this is. See, here's the problem. The problem is often the way we access our neshama is through one of these mediums of action, speech, or thought. The problem, of course, is that what? That these three actions are just simply, these are manifestations of the neshama, but not the entire essence of the neshama. Therefore, just follow this for a little bit. If I'm accessing the neshama through speech, speech, or thought, then by definition, I'm not accessing the full neshama. To access the full neshama, what has to happen? Essentially, what has to happen? I have to quiet down every single other process in order to be able to access the core. Which means, I suppose that we've spoken about shutting down action. Sure, that's relatively easy. It's relatively easy in the grand scheme of things. We spoke about silencing speech. Relatively easy. Now, of course, we come to the final part, which is even silencing thought. Even silencing thought, which I think we're going to see already, is going to be the most challenging part, because for many of us, one of the greatest challenges we find is that our minds are always racing, right? I'm always somewhere. Something's always going on. So this idea, but I will say, just right now for today, and we'll stop with this actually, right now for today, we're just speaking about the concept. And the concept ultimately is this idea that in order to access the full neshama, so one has to really go ahead and shut down all of the processes. Otherwise, I'm just really accessing aspects or manifestations of the neshama. All right, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up with this third paragraph on Reish Dalet Amir Hashem tomorrow. So that was a step. Remember, one step ultimately, again, is introspective thought. Now remember, we're building on that. After a person has been able to accomplish introspective thought, the next step ultimately is even transcending thought in an effort to go ahead and discover the true neshama. Again, we don't yet really know what that fully means, but in Eretz Hashem we're going to.